are such an asshole.
I am a kind asshole, a charitable asshole, an asshole who cares. And I'm a good economist too. And so I've found the solution to poverty. This has eluded economists and society for all of human time. And I am the world's greatest economist because I figured it out. And you're the reason you're poor. There we go. You're the reason you're poor. And what it is not economics. It's always largely been this. Now, the poor, obviously mentally ill, physically disabled, mentally disabled, pure bad luck. Yes, these are all things. And the real poor, they do deserve some help, which is why we have charities. But the reason the vast majority of people are poor today has nothing to do with economics. It's that you're stupid and you make dumb choices. And the only reason that I'm the world's greatest economist is not because I'm a good economist, just that I have zero F's to give. Don't care. Going to tell the truth. And that's it. And so we're going to have a very blunt conversation, and it's going to then, and in having this conversation, the ball will be given to poor people. And I don't mean like unself-inflicted, but I mean people who are not the legitimately poor, the helpless, the ones who didn't do it. We're going to give the ball to the people who inflicted this upon themselves and say, okay, now you get to make a choice because I'm done. Oh, the discrimination. Oh, the patriarchy. Oh, the Jews. Oh, the system. Oh, the corporate. Nope. Nope. I'm done. Not even entertaining it. I'm going to give you the way of getting out. I'm going to teach you how to get out of poverty. It's going to be up to you to decide whether you want to do that or not. And then it will be a psychological problem or even a philosophical question, not one of economics. And that's going to be, more importantly, what is more not important? What do you fear least? Do you fear a life of work less? Or about like, what do you fear more? Do you fear a life of work more? Or do you fear a life of poverty yet leisure more? Which one is it? Homelessness, cold, starvation, misery, mental illness. Do you, as long as you don't have to work, which you get to choose. But it's no secret why people are poor. So let's go reasons why you are poor. These are in order. I had to sit down and kind of organize them a little bit. Top 10 reasons you're poor. I'm sure there are others, but in the order. And like the top four, the top five would eliminate poverty overnight. Top one would eliminate the majority of poverty. We're going to go through it. All right. Number one, you had more children than you could afford. Right? Not only because kids cost money, but they also cost an inordinate amount of time. And I love how the welfare queens, the single mom queens, you all think like, ooh, you got a strategy. You're going to help all these different children. You're going to make money off of the government. It's like, no. The kids cost money. More importantly, they cost you your time. And so if you are busy raising kids you can't afford, both financially or time-wise, you do not have the time to go develop yourself and develop a skill or a trade that people pay you $50 an hour for, and therefore you get rich. I mean, the money, that's just, it's the time, I'd argue, more than the money. But then again, you know, stupid people making stupid choices is the number one cause of poverty. You're too stupid to do the basic math to realize raising a kid, which is 80 hours a week, you know, you've got to sleep in there somewhere. That is what's really going to torpedo your future financial success. And then there's the actual physical or financial cost of them. And then there's a very simple mathematical reason why children make you poor. It's per capita. We measure wealth on per capita, income per capita, wealth per capita. We're so poor. Look at our income per capita. It's like you got 8 kids per couple. If the couple decides to stay together, hey, Jessup, if you weren't busy banging all the girls in high school with your truck nuts, and more recently, if you're wondering what the West is like, the new thing is not truck nuts in the West. The new thing is an additive you add to your otherwise piece of crap diesel truck so that when you take off on the green light, it billows out diesel smoke. That's what they're doing out here. Yeah, that's the cool thing. So anyway, stupid people again making stupid choices, like pimping out your truck like that. That guy, no doubt, also has like 5 different children with 5 different child support payments. It's per capita. It's very simple. Has nothing to do with how you were born. You bred more mouths to feed, you effing idiot. Two, you had children before you were ready financially. This kind of, it related to number one. You could tie it in with number one, but this is it. This is okay. Now you're always behind the eight ball. Now you got to scrum. You don't have time to go get training to earn a higher wage to get ahead of this. You have to work now. Take the money you make as a waiter or a waitress or a bartender or whatever, or drive an Uber or Uber Eats or whatever it is. And you make your $35,000 a year. And then you got to waste time going and applying for government aid. And that's more time gone that you don't have. If you wait until you can afford children, you exponentially save more money. And I shouldn't say exponentially save more money. You save money, but you exponentially save more time. Don't incur debt. You don't have to be a slave to interest. I'd explain interest, but again, this is poor people are stupid people who make stupid choices. I'm not going to bother. You graduated from high school, right? You should all know interest, right? Of course. They didn't just pass you along to get you out of school. You weren't just there for a babysitting operation because your parents didn't want to raise you. No, they really cared about you a lot. That's why you have such a great high school education, so talented and skilled. So that's having kids. Even if you are married, it's before you are established. That particularly goes for the men, but more so girls want to be everything and everyone to everybody. All right, fine. Go, before one adult in the family is financially stable to support the rest of the family. That's another reason you're poor. Okay. Number three, very close to number two. I just bumped it a little bit down below it. You majored in something stupid. This is 65% of young people today go to college. 80% of you are going to college for something completely stupid. Only 70% of you will graduate. So 30% of you are just wasting 2 years of time and money. You won't get any kind of education. And even if you were to stick around for an education, 80% of you get worthless degrees. Meaning you could have done this job that you got without the college degree, which calls into question, why did you spend $120,000 on that college degree in 4 years of your life? And now you're financially crippled once again behind the financial eight ball. Now you got to go and digest all that student loan debt. And then do not say you deserve a bailout because you claim to be so intelligent and college educated. You did not know how exponential math works. And if you're so intelligent and you also claim to be independent, right? Strong, independent, need a bailout. Get out of here. Let's get out of here. Again, the interest costs of such large debts will keep you behind and keep you poor. Your completely worthless degree, I'm not even going to go into what's worthless degrees, you all know, that doesn't give you a job, is going to keep you poor. And I would say more recently, if you majored in something stupid and you swallowed the Kool-Aid, you have an entitlement mentality. Watch my previous video, that the world owes you a living. And that, like, you deserve UBI. Just in case you were wondering, nobody ever got rich off of UBI. You're going to be barely kept alive. Just kept alive long enough to do two things. Suffer immeasurably and vote Democrat. And that's your life. What did you do? Oh, I voted Democrat. And then the world paid me a modicum of income just to live. Didn't do anything with my life. I don't know if it's worse that I got to pay for you. Or that you have that life. I don't know what's worse. I think it's worse having that life. Four, this is right. I want to kind of make this number one, but the effect of stupid choices cannot be underrated. You're lazy. You just don't want to work. This gets to the philosophical point I made before. You're going to have to decide. I'll tell you the solution now in advance, all right? Are you more afraid of work than you are of starvation and poverty, a life of misery that you're living now? Your life as it, all poor people. Okay, ask yourself this question. Whatever age you are now, do you want whatever the rest of your life is going to be like this? You do? You're okay with that? Or you don't? If you don't, stop being lazy. Get a job. There have been a better time to get a job than now. I got hiring bonus for entry-level positions. This is the time to go get a job. But if you're more afraid of work than the pain and agony you're suffering being poor, well, then shut up. Don't bitch and whine and ask for other people's money. You're lazy. Just admit you're lazy and then like, oh, okay, well, I should be awfully thankful that I get like EBT and government housing and checks. And I don't know the cornucopia of different state, federal, and local welfare handouts that you guys get. I don't know. But if you don't want to be poor no more, you cannot be lazy. A matter of fact, if you sit and think about it, people who get out of poverty or people who like stay out of poverty through hard work, they're actually lazy too. They're just smarter than you. They just realize that if they put in the effort up front and they get the right degree or the right trade or the right skill, they won't have to spend an hour round trip waiting for the bus, which is a waste of time that makes you poor. They won't have to go back to school or work 80 hours. They don't have to work two jobs. They can work one because their wage is high enough. They're actually the ultimate lazy people, the smart ones who put in hard work early on, because over their life, they actually do work less. You know, the single mom, strong, independent, with her master's in social work, who needs to go and pay off her student loans, can barely afford children, has to hunt her husband and ex-husband down for child support and alimony, has to go to ride the bus to pick up the kids, has to pay for it. That gal is not getting any free time. And even though she's thinking she's, oh, I got the system, I got the check, I could be lit. No, that gal is working way more than the single bachelor dude who just became a computer programmer and lives in his nice little simple condo down in Phuket. He doesn't have to go hunt a bus down. He doesn't have to, he interviews over the, you know, he doesn't have to do manual. He doesn't have to sling dishes. So just so you know, laziness, lazy people work twice as hard. To quote Atham's dad, and I'm sure Atham's dad got that elsewhere. Five, you bought stupid stuff you couldn't afford. The worthless degrees fall into that category, but I'm talking post that. Men generally cars. I mean, for you men, it's cars. Women, sometimes they buy cars, they're pretty stupid, but gals, it's pretty much everything else. Handbags, shoes. Like you can get $5,000 handbags. You know, $300 pair of shoes. Consumer spending, that's it. So that's another reason you're poor. But now we're getting with the main reasons we've already discussed. Now we're talking the remaining 30% that you're poor. Number six is you've bought more housing or you've rented more housing than you can afford. One could say that falls under consumer items, but you do need a place to live. And whether it's the McMansion that's out in the prestigious little suburbs, and every year you take a home equity line out because we printed off more money and the quote value of your home went up. And instead of paying down your mortgage, you decided that you're going to take out home equity loan. That's why you're poor. Well, you got a nice house, but there's no equity. You don't own it. The bank owns it. And you had to be downtown where all the, you need a nice little flat, a nice little apartment. I wanted to be in the cool place. I wanted to be in uptown. Well, sweetheart, that's why at $2,500 a month for a one bedroom in, you know, what's an unexciting town, St. Louis. That's why you don't have any money. That's why you are poor. You've committed a crime and therefore you have eliminated yourself from certain types of employment. Crime doesn't help. Don't care. If everybody's got an excuse, everybody's like, what? There are chances you're hanging around with the wrong people. And there's a good chance maybe that you were unfairly accused of a crime and convicted of a crime. Were you hanging around with drug dealers and drug addicts? Were you hanging out with a drama queen who would pit men against one another? And she had three guys on the side you didn't know about and you punched one of them. Did you get your sweet car and not obey speed limit signs? And now you got to, did you drink and drive? How about this? Don't do that. You won't be poor. So it related, you're on drugs or alcohol. That one could make an argument is a mental ailment. Addiction is no joke. It's not fun. But if you're dropping a ton of money on heroin and not rent, there you go. You're fat. I said fat and ugly on my nose, but I think it's just fat. And unfortunately, the reality, again, I don't care about your feelings. Watch the previous video. People, no matter what they say, no matter what Target does with their fat mannequins, people naturally don't want or don't like ugly people, overweight people. Not that they hate you, But if given the choice between two equally qualified candidates or someone that they want to hit, they're going to go with the better looking person. Now, can't much do nothing about your face, but you can do something about your weight. And if you want to be more successful, and this isn't the number one thing keeping people in poverty, but it is denying you opportunity. If you are fat and disgusting, yeah, people aren't going to hire you. They don't want you to be the face. They don't want you out in public. They don't want to see you at a meeting. So there's that. And then finally, you are under this ideology, not idea. You're under this philosophy of wealth, like how wealth has occurred. Is it just falls from the sky? This is what I thought when I was a kid. Like, yeah, it's all luck. And then someday, people, not me, will realize I'm worth $250,000 a year and they'll pay me. So this is like just waiting for luck to happen, which is at least with the, if you play the lottery, people who play the lottery, there is actually a chance. But then there's a whole group of people, I'd say the majority, certainly under 30, who think wealth is just this thing that arbitrarily happens to people. And also because of solipsism, look it up, they watch too many darn American movies or TV, the good thing's going to happen to them. They're, oh, your prince is going to come. You're going to marry rich. You're going to get that. Someone, you're going to get that record deal or whatever else it is. No. That's you just not going. You have to go and get it. You have to work at it. You have to work hard. You have to work at the right thing. And so just waiting around for wealth to happen, that usually keeps people poor because you're not out there hustling and producing what people want. And so it's up to you. And oh, this is so mean. No. Actually, what's mean is pretty much all of the Oprahs and the Democrats and the Obamas and the Bidens and the socialists lying to you about the nature of wealth and income and poverty, telling you that's not your fault, it's other people's fault. No, it is your fault. And here's the salvation. This is why I'm way better, and I do mean that. I'm way better than all these other people who claim to be helping you. I just gave you the solution to your poverty. I also just actually empowered you, because if it is your stupid decisions that you made that has made you poor, it is your smart decisions that can make you unpoor and get you out of it. I think one of the worst things we've ever done to poor people in general, at least in the United States, is especially, this is squarely on the Democrats, not even to be political, but this is just what it is where you have neutered people and take away all their power, at least in their minds, and their ability to get them out of poverty, where it's like, oh, it's other people. And since it's other people, there's nothing you can do about it. But we, the Democrat Party, if you vote for us, we'll go get those other people's money and give it to you. And if you believe in that, or you're just like, sounds like a good deal to me, well, then now you've given all the power and ability, in this particular case, to the Democrat Party, a political party, to get you out of poverty. And there's nothing you can do. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where it's just like, well, you just sat there, you watch your TV. Yeah, but I voted Democrat. They're going to give me other people's money. Yeah, well, but you're wasting your time. Didn't you just play this level on this video game like yesterday? What are you playing for? Don't you want to go like maybe learn a skill or a trade? What if the Democrats don't get elected? You know, what if, here's a shock. What if the Democrats do get elected, but they don't do what they say they're going to do? What happens then? Get off your ass and go do something. Go get it. Do it now. And by the way, don't make stupid choices and decisions along the way. That may not be what you want to hear, but I'll tell you this. This is the best offer, the best thing you've ever heard in your entire life, because I just painted the path out of poverty for you. And here's the great thing. You don't have to rely on anyone. It's not contingent on anybody else. It's completely contingent upon you. You can get yourself out. And then for those of you who have made these mistakes, because that's basically all how people get poor. You get poor by making mistakes, some of which are recoverable, some of them aren't. But if you like had children you can't afford, well, it's at least 18 years until that's done. I wanted to throw a divorce in here somewhere, but I guess that throws in with the kids. But I mean, divorce, it's until the alimony runs out. You major in something stupid, it's until you pay off the student loan debts, and then you major in something worthwhile this time. Lazy, it's until you get off your ass and go to the gym and go start applying for jobs. Buying stupid things, well, I hope that you sell your car, you pay off the car loan. Or ladies, you sell your purses or whatever it is that you waste money on. and then you don't buy it again. You know, you get off booze, you get off drugs. I mean, but if a lot of these things, like, no, it's kind of over, at least for 2 decades with the kids. And you're going to at least be lower middle income until the kids, you don't have to pay for the kids no more. So, you know, people always go, what should I do? I got a girl. Well, I remember one, I got a girl pregnant. Well, now what? I'm like, I guess you're screwed for 18 years. You're really hosed. But I don't know. It's up to you. I just told you how to get out of poverty. The question now facing you is, do you want to go through that life, do those things, put in the effort so that you're not poor anymore? Or is that prospect of work, you're such a coward of labor, you're so afraid of real work, that the pain and agony of being poor, poverty, cold, constantly moving, being on wait lists, you know, having nothing going on. And that's one thing I always, I won't say who or what, but I knew several poor families, and we were one at one time. But this one particular family, all they did was watch daytime TV. It's all the kids did. It's like, what are you doing? It's summer. Let's go. We got our bikes. Let's go. I'm like, that's your life? That's your life, huh? You're born. Parents are poor. Parents, let's say your parents have more kids than you got. That's where a lot of people start. That's where the majority of people are going to start out. And then you're going to school. Oh, you're discriminated. Oh, it's the patriarchy. Oh, it's the system. Oh, the rich people. Oh, you're poor. It's that. Okay. Well, you do that until you're 18 in high school. High school. Then you go off to college. It's the same thing. You majored something stupid because they're lying to you. Now you're in debt. Now no one's going to hire you. Because I didn't know if you knew this. You don't really do anything with an anthropology degree. Do you want to keep living? Oh, you got your girlfriend pregnant. Oops, you forgot to take the pill. Oh, but you heard that you get $500 a month because if you have a kid, kid costs you $1,500 a month. Now you're 30. When do you say, hey, my life has sucked and I want to live the last half of my life this miserable and poor? Because, and here's where a good conversation, or at least you haven't thought about it, about religion, it pays. If you believe in the afterlife, then this really doesn't matter. You can live poor. Your kingdom is in heaven. Your riches are in heaven. What if it's not? What if there ain't a God? What if this is it? And your entire life experience sucked. Like, you were blip into this existence by God or nature. And this is all you get. This is all the consciousness you get. When you die, it's over. It's not like, oh, I'm just like the spirit out in the space. And no. You don't, your spirit don't even exist no more. You're no longer there to have the sentience and the consciousness to realize you exist. Your entire life was a tragedy. That all you did was come into it, born into like a first world nation. United States, pretty good nation to be born into. You weren't born in North Korea. You had the opportunity. What? You just lived a miserable life. Why? Because you were lazy and didn't want to work. Because you lived in fear. Well, that life really sucks. That really sucks. I don't know what that life is like. Not knowing how to close your legs, spin out all these kids, blaming other people, basically panhandling for the taxpayer to pay for you and student loan bailouts and the bail for bankers too. Living paycheck to paycheck, being mentally tortured, worrying about money and where your meal's going to come from, and then having nothing else to do. That has got to suck. That sucks. I'm just saying it doesn't have to be that way. Now, you may be saying, but Cappy, what are the specific things to do? Well, let's start with not doing those 10 things I just said. Let's start with what not to do. And if you wanted to, you go to the library because you're poor. You get bachelor pad economics. So I think this has been banned from some libraries because there's a section about feminism and divorce. Not that one. Get this book, Worthless Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing Right Major. That'll help you not be poor. The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI and the Pursuit of Women. This is for men. Men, understandably, you're going to want to pursue women. And I should have put this, maybe the lists are different for the two different genders. But the number three thing that'll make you poor is your pursuit of women if you get the wrong one. Because then there's divorce and oops, I'm pregnant and all that. Get this book. This would be a footnote. So men, get that. And then Here, Poor Richard's Retirement. This is my retirement book. Not that thick, little short essay and a philosophy. And it's short and it's sweet. It'll show you how to be rich in America. And there you go. All right, let's go to the super chats if there are any. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Keep those doggies scrolling. All right. Booby dooby doo, booby dooby doo. Nonstop trade, $2. But they say the Lord and government. Yes, the Lord and government will provide. The Lord will provide. My old man who was a pastor, he says, you know how, you know, the Lord, no, it was the meek shall inherit the earth. I'm sorry. He paraquoted that. He says, you know how they said the meek shall inherit the earth? I said, yeah. He says, the meek shall inherit shit. And I'm like, oh, which is the Lord will provide. Yeah, Jack, that's what the Lord will provide. And the government will provide. Yeah, well, what if the government gives you a bunch of checks, but there's nothing to buy in the grocery stores? Does that happen to you kids? You guys notice longer lines? Have you noticed there's a wait at restaurants? Have you noticed that? I wonder where the food comes from. DJ Aftershock, $2. The Colorado governor says he wants to get rid of the income tax. What? No. He's a Democrat. What's he going to replace it with? Look, it's possible. Every once in a while, a Democrat politician does come up with a good idea. I mean, it's possible. That's a huge, that would be a that'd be a great thing for the citizens of Colorado. I'm just kind of wondering what his logic is. Maybe he's going to do on the spending side. Here, Torgo, I don't know where you're from. Yeah, man, look up like Prada handbags, and there's like another handbag. Handbags are huge in the United States. Like, you need to get a handbag. And you could drop 35 grand on a handbag, easy. And for whatever, it's not all gals, thank God, but, oh, I want a handbag. Like, if they get a handbag. And there's some Jimmy Choo. Anything with Jimmy Choo, I found out, is very pricey. Oh, Jimmy Choo. I'm like, it's a pair of shoes. Yeah, but they're Jimmy Choo's. They look the same as the other red pair of heels that you have. Thankfully, my girlfriend does not have. She told me about it. Oh, yeah, it's Jimmy Choo. I'm like, what's the big deal with him? Well, he's a designer. Did he cure children's cancer? Do the shoes make you fly? What's so great about his shoes? Nothing. It's just Jimmy Choo. There's some money. If you could get a brand name and be prestigious, always flippity flop. Oh, flippity flop. I hear he makes such great gloves. I need my flippity flop gloves. Here's my money. Factions Lou. T. Lou, new guy or gal here, $2. How stunning and brave do you feel today? Not as stunning and brave as all those girls demanding student loan bailouts. I don't wonder about the men. Are they a little bit more subdued and quiet about it? Like, oh, I need a bailout. Wiz Division Productions, $5. At what point do you think day trading becomes an addiction? Ask for a dude bro manager with a business degree. I guess it could become immediately an addiction. I mean, how long does it take you to get addicted to gambling? That's what you're doing with day trading. The second he starts betting money that he can't afford to lose, that starts to affect his or her standard of living. Jesse, 20 generous dollars. Took your advice a few years ago. I'm in my second year as electrician apprentice, lost 100 pounds, got rid of the single mother alcoholic I thought I was saving. Thanks. Wow. There's it. That's worth $20. Did I help or did I help? Huh? Huh? So single mother alcoholic, you're in a worthless profession. I presume beforehand you lost weight. Look, that's like a complete turnaround, man. That's great. You'll never save. You can't save anybody, guys. There's some free advice. You can't save anybody. Any super chats? Oh, we got a couple more that came in. Nonstop Dre, our Willendell blackmail agent in the field. For $2, did Carlson ban your books on their campus yet? Just so you guys know, I am a successful self-published author, the standards of which are very low to be successful. It means you just made above minimum wage when you wrote your book, when you consider the time and the marketing and all that. my books are not nominally popular. They are not bestsellers. Now, Book of Numbers did make a couple lists, so that was good. And I think Bachelor Pad Economics is kind of up there too. But my books are not like a Vince Flynn book where every library has it. Some people have gone in. It's interestingly enough, a couple young black dudes, and I mean young, like in high school, they would go and try to get the Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty in the high school library. That didn't fly well. That didn't go well. And sorry, guys, you're just going to have to drop the $8 or whatever it is to get it. So I don't think my my books are at the Carlson School of Management. I don't think Carlson, I don't think they have a library either. There's Wilson Library, which is nearby. I think the libraries serve as a general library for all the different colleges. Like, so you can get liberal arts books, college books. You can't get the textbooks for free though. See that at the Carlson School of Management, you got to spend $500 a piece on textbooks with flowcharts. Decision A, no B. See, now here's the forces. Here's a SWOT analysis. We can't learn that for free on the internet. Troy Kostolecki, child slave labor employer extraordinaire for two generous dollars. Thank you. Oh, I found your kid's drawing. I'm putting together a picture book. I'm gonna put kids' drawings. So I'll have a picture book for people to look at. Alan Brown, £5. First time through a super chat. Thanks, Alan. Listening for a little while now. Took delivery of Bachelor Pad Economics. Looking forward to reading it. Greetings from the United Kingdom. Well, thanks. Thank you very much for getting that book. DJ Aftershock, $2. They restricted how much the budget can increase. What, the Democrats in Colorado did that? Like, they didn't limit. Okay, that's different than eliminating the income tax. Ice knows $5. Thanks for telling us your truth, Mike. It's not my truth. It's just truth. If you don't labor, nothing gets produced. Ask a bunch of communists. Oh, wait, you can't because there's dead. They're dead because there wasn't no food. You're a brave and amazing influencer and YouTube personality brought to you by the Carlson School of Management. Bob Dabalina, new guy, $5. Let's be fair. Men are suckers for flashy cars. Yes. Yes, they are. To attract women, go for makes that are fuel efficient and last with maintenance for 300,000 miles. Yep, absolutely, you're right. If you read this book, Poor Rich's Retirement, I talk about cars. That if you pay cash for cars and you get to use good used car, you maintain it, that the savings loan and you put the proceeds that you would have thrown into a leased car or a car on credit, you will save three quarters of an individual's retirement funding to retire at 65 and live till like 80. DJ Aftershock, $2. The voters did, but the governor said tax should be zero. Whoa. What happened? When do the other Democrat governors come here and kill this guy? He can't be saying that. That's a happy good news. People don't have to fill out a tax return. Now, they're going to have to pay taxes somehow, but at least you're not burdening your tax or, taxpayers every year with having to fill out a form. That, oh my goodness. Wow. You're actually thinking about the taxpayers? What? All right, there you go. Questions, answers, AssholeConsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.